This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Hager.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Heinert excused. Sutton excused. Holine.
Here. There is a quorum. I hope everyone had a chance to look over the minutes from the last meeting, because if you haven't on paper or previously, you can't call them up now, but the chair will call for an approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Hager. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carried. Just please want to tell everyone to sign in if you're going to testify on any of the bills. Just want to say that Senator Ewing is out today. There was an issue with his mom. We think that she had an accident. Don't think it's very serious, but he wanted to leave to find out last night. In fact, he wasn't even sure if he was going to Rapid City or to Sioux Falls at the time. So he is not here. So I am taking over for the day. So with that said, let's start with House Bill 1108, an act to revise certain municipal special assessment provisions and to provide for exclusion of territory from municipalities. Any proponents? Welcome, Senator Rush.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Senator Art Rush from District 17, Clay and Turner County, and I rise in support of 1108. Special assessments are a procedure by which many municipalities pay for their improvements. Sewer, water, curb, gutter, streets, by assessing the cost back to the property. Existing law allows a petition by 55% of the landowners to just completely block the special assessment, even though it may be very necessary for further development of that area. 1108 makes a change. Much of what 1108 has is cleanup and fixing, but there are some substantial changes. The one is that even though 55% of the landowners object to it, that raises the barrier by the city that two-thirds of the governing body still can make a decision that this is something we need to go forward with and can still go ahead with the special assessment, which was not true before. The other procedure, the other change in there that there's not been a way by which cities, as I understand, there's not been a way by which cities can de-annex areas, even though it may be an area that they no longer want in their city limits because they don't want to be responsible for the special assessments and other improvements in that. And this does create a way by which they can de-annex areas. And I would allow some of the people who worked on this a lot more than I have to provide some further information. And I would stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Any further proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. As Senator Rush explained, this bill is kind of a mix of substance and cleanup. And I'll just take you through section by section and kind of explain what it is we're asking you to let us do. Section 1 adds a process that comes in play when a protest petition is filed. Instead of just stopping a project dead in the water, it would allow a two-thirds vote of the governing body to override that protest petition. In the case of a zoning action, that's already what can happen. Protest petitions can be filed and a two-thirds vote can override. And so for special assessments, we're just asking for a similar provision to be in that. If you look at Section 1, you will also see that people have the ability to refer an assessment to a public vote. That is another option they have under Section 1 that we are leaving in place. And so all we're saying is that if you refer it to a vote, we have an election and whatever happens, happens. But if you file a protest petition, we're just stopped, and we think there should be more steps than that. And so a two-thirds vote could override that protest petition. If they are still unhappy, they have the option to go to court. And so we can still go to court. They still have other options after that. Section 2, 3, and 5 of the bill are cleanup measures. Section 2 simply changes the reference from execution of a contract to when the contract is signed. So we have a specific date to work off of. of. Section 3 cleans up language in the chapter that deals with sewers, again outlining more specifics on when the assessment must be paid before the service is provided in a new area. And it just says we've added the word platted to that section. And then Section 5, if you remember back in 2012, we rewrote the special assessment laws. And frankly, we made a few mistakes. And almost every year, we've come in to clean up something. And Section 5 is another example of that. We inadvertently left out the language that you see in Section 3 for sewers. We accidentally took it out of the water chapter. And so we're putting the cleaned up version of that back into the water chapter. Section 4, as Senator Rush explained, is the other substantive change in this bill. Currently, if you're on the edge of a city and you want out of city limits, you can petition the governing body to get out. And if we accept your petition, everybody's happy. If we do not accept your petition, you can go to court and sue us. In addition to that, we would like the ability to say that with a two-thirds vote of the governing body, we can exclude your property from city limits. And the reasoning behind it is you can stand off, hold off the assessments, hold off any way we have of making you pay for the improvements. But because of the way other laws work, within 7 years, we have to provide service. You can compel us to provide service to you. And so if we get to the point where you refuse to pay, we can... With this change, we could get to the point where we say, okay, you're not going to pay, so we are not going to be compelled to serve, and we'll simply exclude you from the city limits. And so that is the bill in a nutshell, and I would be happy to stand by for questions.
Thank you. Any further proponents on House Bill 1108? Any further proponents? Seeing none, I'll ask for opponents to 1108. Any opponents? I don't see any, so we'll close testimony and open it up for questions from the committee. Senator Feagin.
I don't really have any questions necessarily, just comments. I think this is a good bill. It cleans the language up. It makes it more like the rezone is. We've had examples of this happen in our city where we're trying to do street improvements, water, sewer improvements, and the majority of the property owners are able to prevent it from happening. And in some cases, what we've done is we just don't do the project. And then those people, the other people that may live on that particular block, don't get the improvements until they actually ask for it and petition to have it done. What this allows us to do is very much like the rezoning. We had an incident with a rezone issue as well where the council decided to rezone an area. The people didn't like it, and they referred it to a vote of the people. So this would make it the same kind of language as rezoning. So I'm definitely in favor of this.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, we chair will ask for motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Feagin.
I move do pass House Bill 1108.
Second. The motion is do pass on House Bill 1108, moved by Senator Feagin, seconded by Senator Hager. Any discussion on that action? Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Feagin.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Heinert, excused. Sutton.
Aye.
Hewing, excused. Holian.
Aye.
We have 5 yeas and 2 excused.
Motion is unanimous in favor. House Bill 1108 will move down to the Senate floor with a do-pass motion. Now, next on the docket is House Bill 11...
Chair.
Senator Hager.
With consent.
Second.
Motion is consent, moved by Senator Hager, seconded by Senator Feagin. You just got that in time. So all those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Now, next on the docket is House Bill 1117, an act to repeal certain provisions concerning the authorization for the use of other languages in public records or public meetings. Welcome, Senator Tiedemann.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Larry Tiedemann, District 7 State Senator from Brookings, South Dakota. This bill was brought to me and to my attention by the mayor from Brookings. And what it does, it repeals certain provisions that are in statute dealing with the use of other languages. The English as a common language laws were passed in 1995. When enacted, there was an exemption to the laws provided that allowed information dealing with public health, safety, or emergency services to be published in other languages. When an entity made this kind of publication, however, they were supposed to authorize it at an open meeting and to show a separate line item in their budget. This would repeal some of that language. Since 1995, it has become almost as easy as a touch of a button from your phone to translate things into other languages. Word processing programs include a translation feature now. Since it's easy, almost free to translate these things, this bill would remove the provision requiring a separate public meeting and a separate line item in the budget. The final section of the bill also removes the ability to be sued, as it is legal to do these translations. And with that, I'd stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any further proponents on House Bill 1117? Welcome back, Ms. Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the Municipal League. If I may, Mr. Chairman, I have a handout. The only thing I guess I would have to add to what Senator Tiedemann has explained was we became aware of this because Brookings became aware of it. I would guess that there are now two entities in the state that are aware of it. and as this isn't going out over the Internet this morning, I think it stays between the committee and us for now. And so it wasn't something that anybody knew was going on. But once a finance officer finds something, they want to follow the law to the letter. And so we'd like to fix this up to allow us to do it. The handout that I just sent around, this was something that took me somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes. I had never done it before. I went into Word. I typed the sentence that's at the top. You highlight it. You right-click. Go to Translate. Put in the language you want, and poof. It is just that easy. And so we're not asking you to let us do anything new. We're not asking you to let us do anything different. We're just asking you to let us do it cheaper and easier. So we'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents on House Bill 1117? Seeing none, we'll ask for opponents on 1117. Seeing none, we will close testimony and open it up for comments from the committee, comments and or questions. Chair would just like to say he remembers being backpacking through Europe and having a translation booklet and having to stumble through that. My, how the world has changed. So any questions from the committee? Seeing none, we'll open it up for comments and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Olson.
Move due pass.
Sorry. Motion is due pass, moved by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Feagin. Any comments on that?
This is so logical. I don't know how you translate that.
Any further comments on the due pass motion on 1117? Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye in any language that they so choose, and opposed will say nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Feagin.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Olson.
May we?
Heinger, excused. Sutton.
Aye.
Hoyen.
Jawohl.
Queuing excused. So five.
The motion is unanimous in favor of House Bill 1117. It will move down to the Senate floor with a due pass motion. Or motion is move consent, moved by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Feagin. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. House Bill 1117 placed on the consent calendar. Next up is House Bill 1102, an act to allow for additional time to review certain competitive sealed bids. Welcome back to local government, Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of my former committee. It's nice to be back. I do miss local government. Currently, under bid laws, awards must be made within 30 days. This is a simple proposal to increase that to 45 days. There's two reasons for that. One is that often municipal bodies don't meet frequently, sometimes every couple of weeks. Some of them don't meet, only meet once a month. Secondly, sometimes these bid submissions are several hundred pages long, takes time to review those. This bill was amended in the House to limit it to supplies.
which took away any concerns, I think, that others may have had with the bill. So I would appreciate your support for the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents on House Bill 1102?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, Yvonne Taylor with South Dakota Municipal League. The only thing I guess that we would have to add, the definition of supplies, if you go look at the chapter, does include equipment. And so that was primarily what we were seeking in this bill. The other example I would give you is when a city goes out to bid for something, kind of a complicated piece of equipment like a fire truck or an ambulance, the bid specs themselves can be 150 pages. And so if you get even two or three bids back on that, it can take quite a while to go through and make sure you're getting what you put out that you needed. And so we're just simply asking for that additional 15 days to review those complicated bids to try and make it fairer for the people that are actually doing the bids. If we're going to take longer than 30 days, we need to state that up front. And so they know when they bid, how long we'll be taking in order to let that bid. And so we'd urge your support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents on House Bill 1102? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Seeing none, we will close testimony and open it up for comments or questions from the committee. Senator Olson.
Yes, thank you, Senator. I am really in favor of this. We've had to deal with purchasing ambulances up in Harding County, and the paperwork for just the description of what you're buying is like reading the longest book you've ever read. So, I think we need more time, and I'm all for this. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions? Senator Feagin.
I'm also in favor of this, but I really wish they wouldn't have put the supplies portion of the amendment in here. I think it could be used for everything, probably more important for things outside of supplies. And I'm glad Ms. Taylor clarified, because I didn't know why somebody needed 45 days for toner and paper. But
thank you. Any further comments or questions? Seeing none, we will open it up for action from the committee. Senator Sutton.
I move do pass.
Motion is do pass, moved by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Feagin. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Feagin.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Heinert, excused. Sutton.
Aye.
Holian.
Aye.
Ewing, excused.
House Bill 1102, receiving the unanimous approval of the committee, is moved do pass. Motion is put to place 1102 on the consent calendar, moved by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Feagin. All those in favor will please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? I guess not. House Bill 1102 will be placed on the consent calendar. With that, the committee's work is done today. Thank you, committee, for a very concise and efficient meeting. Please leave your binders behind, because who knows when the internet will be back on, and we probably need some paper copies. But please leave your binders behind. With that, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Feagin, seconded by Senator Hager. All those in favor will please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.